escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
People know, Lee, despite the lies the mainstream media is telling, they know. They're following this closely. That is an abject failure on Russiagate for the mainstream media. I just played the MSNBC saying, no, there's nothing here. No, Trump's in trouble with Epstein, and this is just a distraction. There's no new evidence, she says. There's nothing new. What? I mean, that is a bold-faced lie. Yeah. And here's the good news. They are at the weakest they have ever been in my lifetime because they don't have censorship. They've lost control of the narrative to social media where people say true things and post pictures of the new evidence. And they're in trouble.
Well, they don't have much of an audience either.
No, because they cannot protect the Democrats. This is the most vulnerable the Democrats have been in 10 years. We had to get to this point before this grand jury was even possible in America. According to a Rasmussen poll released Monday, listen to this, nearly two-thirds of voters are following the declassified releases over the last month by Tulsi Gabbard, Senator Chuck Grassley, and John Ratcliffe, head of the CIA. 65% are following them, including a third of Americans, 32%, who are following them very closely. And another 33% who say they're following them somewhat closely for a total of 65%. That is an abject failure of the mainstream media, which, remember, Lee, blacked this out. They've only just now, because of this grand jury, been forced to switch tactics to, oh, Trump's just covering up for Epstein. There's nothing there. The poll of 1,172 likely voters by Rasmussen shows a majority, 54%, believe the Obama administration officials committed serious crimes in manipulating evidence. 37% said that it's very likely they committed serious crimes, and another 17% say it's somewhat likely for a total of 54%, a majority. I'm telling you, 3 years ago, with the FBI opening a headquarters inside X, censoring on Twitter, threatening Mark Zuckerberg with, you know, punishment, crimes, investigations.
Yep.
If he didn't censor, we've played that audio again and again. Well, sorry, I censored. I knew it was true, he says. But they were threatening me. They're losing control. And that's what it's going to take to get the change we need in this country to remain free people. Listen to this. A staggering 69% agree it is critical that the perpetrators of Russiagate, this is from the New York Post, if you want to read it, it's Miranda Devine's article, Russiagate lies are being exposed. A staggering 69%, she writes, agree it is critical that the perpetrators be held accountable for the survival of our country. Even more disturbing for Democrats is that it's not just Republicans who are concerned. The poll shows 56% of Democrats are following the investigation, with fully a third of Democrats saying serious crimes were committed. And 59% of Democrats agreeing the perpetrators must be held accountable. For Republicans, it's 75%, 83%, 86% respectively. Now listen to this. Hispanic voters as a group are more cynical about the scandals, you know, than black or white voters. 66% say serious crimes were committed, not 54. 74% want accountability. Holy cow. Compared with 51% for blacks, so that's still a majority, and 65% for whites. So across the board, every group, a majority, a large majority knows about it, and a majority wants criminal charges. They want this. We are winning. What is that? Well, it's a lot of things, but it's a measure of the power to lie of the mainstream media. They cannot run a big hoax anymore, Lee. Mm-hmm.
They're losing control of the narrative. Yep.
They are. Men are more concerned than women with 74% versus 59%. But this whole effort over the last few weeks to black this out, where we were, you know, following newsbusters and reporting, oh, hey, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS completely would black out the Russiagate stuff, or they'd do a total of like 2 minutes. It's not working. It's not working. Miranda Devine writes, it's a demonstration of the impotence of Democrat-allied media like the New York Times, Washington Post, ABC, NBC, CBS, which showered themselves with praise and Pulitzer Prizes for their since-debunked stories about Russiagate and are hoping their audience is willing to be duped again. According to Media Research Center, which monitors these things, they put out a website called Newsbusters, ABC, CBS, NBC spent 2,284 minutes covering Russiagate. Back in the day, I think it was more than that. Yet they devoted only 2 minutes and 17 seconds on the disclosures in the last couple of weeks. Even when they mention the story, it's to try to debunk it. Mm-hmm. They can't. They can't do it. I think about just for a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself or get really excited here, Lee. But this Russiagate story is more than a story. It is a bond. It is a psychological construct that the media has created for their sheeple. The liberal media. Mm-hmm. And again, I keep referring back to the articles you and I've talked about where literally Democrats were going to psychologists because of the stress in part from believing their country's going through an attempted coup by Vladimir Putin. He controls Trump. Trump is trying to destroy their democracy. They barely escaped takeover by Putin. I mean, cray cray stuff.
Yeah.
But this is where they got to with their audience. If that bond is shattered, that's not just they got a story wrong. That's they created an entire psychological reality for these Democrat sheeple.
An alternate universe.
Yes. Reality will shatter for some of these people. It's too big for the media to say, sorry, we got it wrong. That'd be one story or a story that lasted a few weeks. They won Pulitzers for this. And it was fake. I'm going to give you just an example of the campaign of terror and of lies. This is, you know, just one small example. It was every day like this. And it never ended. Here we go.
Russia hacking the election to elect Trump is the end of our democracy. Votes were definitely affected.
I know, but you're not.
Russia hacked the election to tilt it to Mr. Trump.
The Russians definitively hacked the election.
Russia did hack the election.
No doubt. The Russians hacked the election.
Yes. Russia hacked the election.
Fact, Russia hacked the election.
President-elect Donald Trump still not sounding convinced that Russia hacked the election.
If you can get him to accept that Russia hacked the election, see if you can get him to accept who won the Civil War.
The director of national intelligence, the head of the National Security Agency, the head of the FBI, all of these intelligence experts saying Russia hacked the election.
The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, I mean, they've all said this. So to believe that that's wrong, you have to believe they're all involved in an elaborate conspiracy to get Donald Trump.
They were.
Exactly. It's just amazing that he actually admits what was going on. I mean, he doesn't. He's trying to, you know, cover it up. But yeah.
And Devin Nunes, you know, on the Intel committee, who was one of the few that swam upstream and said no. Because remember, they saw the real intel, right. A lot of it, not all that we have now, but a lot of it in 2017 knew it was fake. He was one of the few Republicans to come out and push and push and push back against this. This is going to embarrass some Republicans, too.
As it should.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Mitch McConnell, who had two separate Russiagate investigations going. He's Gang of Eight. He had to know this. There's no way, if Devin Nunes knows this, that Mitch McConnell doesn't. Republicans knew this and persecuted Trump with it, too, because remember, they controlled Congress for 2 years. This is going to really, really embarrass some people. Here's Devin Nunes.
Everybody knew, except for Trump and Republicans, that this was a grand conspiracy in 2016. Everybody else knew. The FBI, the CIA, Obama, the DNC, every fake news media out there in America, they were all in on it.
Yeah. This will be a psychologically shifting event. And what now that we have it, the grand jury, Lee, I mean, now we've got subpoena power. That's going to change everything. Were you going to defy the court? Molly Hemingway is right. They're in trouble. They are. And keep in mind something, okay? This isn't old news, as Molly Hemingway explained with the Federalist. We've gotten a whole bunch of new stuff just in the last few weeks. In fact, a bombshell broke last night. And also keep in mind, the Russia collusion hoax served as the basis for doing these coups in country after country after country. Right now, the most popular party, most popular politician, Marine Le Pen in France, she's barred from running. In Romania, they threw the Trump candidate out after he won. In Germany, the Trump party, which is the most popular there in polling, is not allowed to even be seen on social media because of Russian disinformation. They claim they're slinging it. And so they're a national security threat. They've been thoroughly censored. It's honestly almost like the Nazi regime's back in Germany. Censorship's taking hold in the UK. All of it based on the same or similar Russia collusion hoax lie template. This is a world plan for domination. And if we stop it here and we shatter it here and we break the lie, we can stop it in the world.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the second annual Pan-American, Congress, she's giving a speech. She declares that she is, quote, a proud Guatemalan, because that's where she was born, before she is an American.
I can think. Todo porque yo soy guatemalteca con mucho orgullo, primero que soy americana.
Listen to them clap. Do you hear them clap? Listen to this woman. This is, folks, this is who the Democrat Party is becoming, this woman. Her husband is an illegal immigrant. He's a DACA recipient. She defines her marriage as mixed status. In other words, illegally here and Guatemalan, I guess. She's not an American. You notice how she says that? I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. So it's okay to be proud to be Guatemalan. She doesn't say I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm a proud American. She's not a proud American. You would never say you're a proud American as a Democrat because you'd lose the next primary. That's enough to wipe you out. She defines her marriage as mixed status on her campaign website. So this is how she wants you to know, look at me, I'm not really American. Please, I apologize for, you know, having to represent this crappy country. Now, here's where it gets awesome. I mean, like, just in order to, you know what she did? She figures these dumb Americans don't speak Spanish. They won't know what I said down there in Mexico. Well, we have this thing called the internet. There's this other thing called Google Translate. And a lot of us do speak Spanish. My daughter is fluent, self-taught. I speak it well enough to struggle my way through it. Not great. But well enough to go, she said what? I'm a proud Guatemalan before I'm an American. And then it got better. She trashed America for being addicted to war and accused the country in which she works as a public service and servant and Congress member of using, quote, imperialism, militarization, conquest, control, and competition in its attempts at domination. You know what she's here for? She's here to destroy this country. She's in Congress to defeat this country. We need to bring back loyalty tests, folks. Something's got to be done about these people. Look, I don't care if you disagree with me. You can disagree with me all day long as a member of Congress. I'll debate you, but you got to be an American. You can't hate this country just because. Well, the White House fired back. Quote, these Democrats' comments are despicable and underscore their commitment to putting Americans last. Boy, are Americans last, said White House spokesperson Liz Huston. In stark contrast, President Trump is working tirelessly to secure peace deals, deport illegal alien criminals, and advance America's interests at home and abroad. Department of Homeland Security issued a response to, quote, there is no room in this country for hyphenated Americanism. Americanism is a matter of spirit of the soul. Our allegiance must be purely to the United States. We must unsparingly condemn any man who holds any other allegiance. She's bragging about it down in Guatemala. Folks, have you noticed what the pattern is here now? Because I've noticed it. Look at man Kami. If you are a born American, that's a problem in a Democrat primary. The least American wins. So if you are an immigrant and you hate your country, you brag on your website that you're from a mixed status marriage because you are married to an illegal immigrant. You're aiding and abetting crime, in other words, which Democrats love crime. You brag, whatever you can do to remove yourself from the American banner makes you more popular. Again, man Kami, not born here. Yay, people love that in the Democrat primary. This has become a point of pride to not be an American when you are trying to represent Democrat Americans. I guess we just call them Democrats. Folks, you see the signs of this everywhere. You know what is driving me crazy? Pick a Democrat event, it doesn't matter. The recent No Kings marches, that's a good one. You see a single American flag? Not one. They have replaced the American flag with the pride flag. You'll see plenty of pride flags. My daughter and I went to the University of UNC Chapel Hill. And They have, you know, the flag holders are there on the buildings. We walked through the campus. We didn't see a single American flag, not one, anywhere. There was a big flagpole in a quad. There was no American flag there. It had nothing on it. But the buildings themselves, all pride flags. No American flag. And my daughter noticed. She pointed out to me. I'd been annoyed by the pride flags. I'm like, okay, I get it. You don't have to shove it in my face. It's not Pride Month. She said, Mom, there's nothing but pride flags here. There's no American flags. I know. You would never be caught with one. Just like if you can help it, you will find a way to not be an American in the Democrat primary. That is the level of the seething hatred. And as Lee said before, it makes sense when you look at Man Comey and Elizabeth Warren endorsing him yesterday. They hate America. They hate capitalism. They hate freedom. They hate the Bill of Rights. They hate the founding of this country. They hate its history. They hate America. Hate, hate, hate. And so anything that is American is de facto wrong. But the beauty of it is they're not hiding who they are anymore. I mean, right? This woman trended yesterday on X, on and off, on and off. I was like, who is she? Oh, hates America. Okay, makes sense. They're being exposed for what they are, and that's a good thing. Okay, Nancy Mace, up next. Good morning. Joining me now is, I can say this now, gubernatorial candidate Nancy Mace. Tim, if you could pull her up, that'd be great. Good morning, Nancy Mace. Hey,
good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Absolutely. Okay, so I want to dive right in because sure. I've got so many questions for you. My first question is this. One person you'll notice on the show that I never criticize is Republican Susan Collins. And I don't criticize her because she's from Maine and we're lucky to hold that seat at all. And so she has to moderate sometimes. You ran in that kind of seat out on the coast. A Democrat could just as easily win it as a Republican could. In fact, most other Republicans haven't been able to hold that seat. They got beaten by the Democrats. And so you ran as very moderate, quite frankly, in the general election. If you'd run as a conservative, you probably would have lost. I want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Are you a conservative?
Oh, I'm absolutely conservative. I think when you see my policies are very much like Trump's policies. He's very common sense. He's conservative, but he's also socially sensible and is sensitive to some of those policies and issues. And quite frankly, I took my seat when I won it by 1 point 4 years ago, and I flipped it from Democrat to Republican. I made it even more conservative over the last 4.5 years. In fact, in November, I won by 18 points. So I took my conservative ideology and made it even more conservative. At the same time last year, I was able to kick out a Democrat sheriff who was a sanctuary sheriff in Charleston County, a county that Kamala won by 11 points. And I got her rejected at the ballot box, and we won a Republican sheriff in Charleston County by 1 point. And that sheriff started working with ICE on day one. This was a rogue sanctuary sheriff. And so I've proven that with my policies, and I think it's the way that I talk about things that aren't scary. I mean, suburban women are with us when we talk about the tranny issue. We talk about protecting our daughters. And, you know, so I've been able to take that and speak about it, I think, in a way that people are like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Because I'm a lot like Trump in the way that I think about things and the way that I communicate. Conservative, but with common sense values and messaging, too. And people like that. That's why he won overwhelmingly in November last year. He and I both.
Nancy Mace, I noticed how after on July 1st, you came out in support of having essentially an alligator Alcatraz here and working with ICE, that suddenly in the last 4 days, our governor and his administration and another candidate have suddenly come out with a plan just like yours. Do you think
Identical.
Do you think you inspired that?
Oh, absolutely. And then yesterday, another candidate rolled out his education plan. And wouldn't you know, it was basically identical to the education plan that I rolled out yesterday morning. So I look at this and I'm like, you know, the media is going to, the media portrays me in one way. They want to talk about the memes that I post. I'm like a lot like Trump. I'm Trump in high heels, but I'm very policy oriented. I wrote my 8-point plan for the state of South Carolina personally, and I unveiled it yesterday. And so I've been teasing some of these policies and ideas the last couple of weeks, and now I'm seeing my opponents copy them. And the best form of flattery is the imitation. And I don't mind that. And I also have an alternative plan. I have identified over 400 bed spaces, facilities owned by the state that we could work with DHS and ICE with before building an Alcatraz, alligator Alcatraz. But we have a naval brig. We have other facilities with empty beds that we could use and work with ICE right now that we're not doing to deport more illegals. And the other thing we can do is I want to find businesses $1,000 a day if they're hiring illegal labor and not South Carolina labor. Then you pay big money to the state. So I got lots of ideas, and we unrolled them yesterday. And I'm glad that my opponents are copying me. I think that's terrific.
Nancy Mace, I want to be clear what your position is on this. It's one thing to be able to say, as now several people are saying in the race, that they want to build the equivalent of an alligator Alcatraz. But the reason that Ron DeSantis needs that in Florida is because he has deputized state law enforcement officers as federal immigration officers, which allows them to pick up that illegal immigrant. They get him for speeding. Now they can take him to an ICE facility. It's going so well. They need a facility. Are you willing to commit to deputizing all of the state officers as they've done in Florida? Because that's the critical part. You can build holding facilities and that's nice. Will you do that? Because Trump has asked all Republican governors to do that.
Oh, 100%. I mean, 100%. I mean, I'm all in on that. And in fact, there are many policies that I am modeling after Florida, after Texas, after Tennessee, that really put the MAGA agenda, America First agenda, at the state level on down. And we really need that. We have a huge opportunity next year in the midterms to have America First governors who are willing to make those tough decisions. I don't even think it's a tough decision. It's like, yes, let's go. And we have law enforcement officers that are begging to assist in this way, and we're going to do it.
Ellen Wilson has proposed going to a 0% tax rate for the state of South Carolina. What is your opinion on that? What would your tax plan look like?
Well, his probably copies mine. I unveiled a 5 years to zero tax plan yesterday. We have the highest state income tax in the Southeast. North Carolina and Georgia are lower than ours. Tennessee is at zero. Of course, Florida is zero, so we're not competitive with other states right now. I'm going to offer two different approaches to getting to zero state income tax over 5 years. The first one's the easiest one. We need to freeze the general fund, which is about a third of the state budget. $40.1 billion roughly is the state's annual fiscal year budget. But a third of that goes in the general fund. We have $6 billion roughly a year in tax funds, state income tax funds that go into that fund. But if we were to freeze the general fund to 2022-2023 fiscal year at about $11.6 billion, then every dollar above that threshold would go to a permanent tax cut for South Carolinians. And so I believe with the amount of revenue growth that we've had, economic growth we've had over the last couple of years, we'll be able to do that in 5 years. But to accelerate that path, we can freeze or cut, pause, splash earmarks. I mean, in pre-COVID in 2019, earmarks were $30 million a year. If we, just in 2 years ago, they were $700 million. Cut it to zero. And we have to cut about $1 billion a year over 5 years to get us down to zero. So you can accelerate that. We can freeze state government hiring. We can offer accelerated retirement packages like Trump did with federal workers. We can do that with state government employees. There are a number of ways to accelerate that path. I want the state agencies to cut between 3-4% annually. We know that there is bureaucracy that can be shaken out. So I've offered a plan. It's very simple. The first plan yesterday to get us down to zero in 5 years. Very common sense, very conservative.
Nancy Mace, you said you are Donald Trump in high heels and you did endorse him this time, but in the past you have been against Trump. The Hill has this article, Representative Mace defends switched support for Trump. People want to get rid of Joe Biden. Tell me about that for a minute.
Well, I mean, sometimes within the party, we don't always agree on everything, and that's okay. But I have always supported Trump's policies, even when he and I have disagreed. And I was deeply honored to have his endorsement for Congress last year. And I likewise endorsed him in his run for president statewide here in South Carolina. It was early on when I did that. And I've gone to bat to him ever since. I mean, I did the George Stephanopoulos interview where he won $15 million in a defamation suit. I was out there defending him as a survivor because they have smeared him and besmirched him for things he has never done. I've gone to bat for him on the big, beautiful bill. I was there. I called him when Mike Johnson was trying to get elected speaker and we didn't have the votes. We had two holdouts. And I'm the one that called the president, got him on the phone with the holdouts and the speaker. And I witnessed on my personal phone as he negotiated with them so that Mike Johnson could be speaker. And so I've been with him every step of the way. And I spoke with him. I communicated with him over the weekend, too, about my run for governor. I've been keeping him updated the last couple of months as I was coming to this decision. I have a great relationship with him and really appreciate really his leadership, and he's an inspiration. So I told him this weekend that he's an inspiration to me because I want to bring his ideas and policies and implement them throughout South Carolina. That's what people are begging for, and that's what I'm going to deliver on.
Quickly, Nancy Mace, you were one of those who took out Kevin McCarthy, and you explained well on Twitter why you did it. I mean, it was the grotesque spending. He had betrayed the Republican Congress. But that means you've made a lot of enemies. You're going to be running against big Columbia money. Where will you get the money to stand up to that?
Well, I raised more money in the first 10 hours yesterday than any other candidate for governor in their first 10 days. And we're seeing folks all across South Carolina and nationally. It's about a mix, 50-50 probably, of folks both in the state and across the country who are supporting us. And if folks just want to chip in a dollar, this morning in the upstate, you can go to nancymace.org, have your voice heard. We had thousands of people just chipping a dollar yesterday. It was pretty extraordinary. Our average donation is around $22 online. And that's grassroots. That is real people across our state and across our country. And we're going to need all the help we can get. This is a grassroots movement. And we are going to take on the swamp. We are going to take on Columbia. We are going to take on the establishment because I don't owe them anything. I owe only the people of South Carolina, whom I serve, for everything, because I work for you, not for them.
Nancy Mace, best of luck with your governor's campaign. I hope you'll come
back.
Thank
you, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Tara.
Okay, our poll. I'm running it right now on my X account. And unfortunately, with X polls, you can only put four candidates in. They don't have space for a fifth. But it's been flipping back and forth all morning. I asked folks who they are voting for. Right now, Ralph Norman's in the lead, 41.4%. Then Nancy Mace, 38.2% in the Republican primary. Behind them, Alan Wilson at 16%. And Pam Evett is at 3%. I think a lot of people don't know who she is. So I want to thank you for voting in that. I've got one day left on the poll, so if you want to vote in it, it is up on my X feed. I'd love to know what you think. But so far, I honestly would have thought that Alan Wilson would be higher in the poll and Ralph Norman would be lower, but he has been leading pretty much since I put the poll up. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this race shapes up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.